You may wonder when I share the message today, why would you preach this, Pastor? Most of us know the Lord, and we really have heard this a long time ago. But I want you to turn with me to Matthew chapter 7. In the New Testament, Matthew chapter 7, look at verse 13 and 14. I'm going to share a message about really, truly knowing the Lord. There's a lot of difference between knowing about the Lord and knowing the Lord personally. I want to share about truly knowing the Lord. I think a lot of people may think they know the Lord, but they just know about Him. But I don't want anybody here today to walk out the doors of this house of worship not knowing for sure if you truly know the Lord or whether you don't. Jesus makes it clear here, if you look in chapter 7 of Matthew, verse 13 and 14. Jesus says, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Did you notice the contrast here of the many and the few? The broad gate, the broad way, many, he says, have entered therein. And the straight or narrow gate and the narrow way, he says, few there be that find it. Jesus had just come through an all-night prayer with the Father and just called his disciples, his apostles, unto him. And now he gives them what we'd call, I guess you'd call their sermon, ordination sermon, which comprises Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7, as we know to be the Sermon on the Mount. And in these chapters, he teaches us, and as well as he taught them, teaches us what we are to be more than just what we ought to do. Here he taught his disciples, his apostles, and here he teaches us with a very clear understanding about the self-righteousness and the unrighteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees here. And then he encourages them, encourages us to understand, to know clearly what true righteousness really is. He said in Matthew 5:20, "Except your righteousness would exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no wise enter or see the kingdom of heaven." I don't know if you believe this or not, but I do. All the church today, not just our church, all churches, all the true church of God today, has numerous people in it who are members who do not know the Lord. They're artificial Christians. They're counterfeit Christians. That makes this passage we've said today and read before you, that's what makes this passage so extremely important that from time to time we just bring back and come back and reuse it again and again and again and encourage people to really know truly, do you know the Lord or not? You need to know for sure. And in these verses, Jesus uses gates and he uses pathways to help us understand and help us take a good self-examination of our own life to be sure that we truly do know the Lord. To see if we're a counterfeit Christian or not. To see if we're an artificial Christian or not. Because you see, beloved, our eternal destiny hangs in this particular one thing. Do you know the Lord or do you not? This passage demands that we truly know the Lord or we'll never see the kingdom of heaven. So how do we know? How can you be sure that you yourself, not speaking of somebody else, that you know the Lord? How do you know for sure? How can you know? Well, you can. Jesus explains it very clearly, very plainly here in these two verses that I read. Let's allow Him to speak to us through these verses. Help us afresh and anew. And we who do know the Lord, and we know that we do, it'll bless our hearts tremendously. And if you're here today and you've never given your heart to the Lord, you really don't know Him, This will help you to understand your necessity, your need of Him, and then how you can go about receiving Him as your Lord. So allow Jesus to teach us here and to help us and learn some things. Three particular things I find here that He said. First of all is this. He gives us the privilege of choice. He mentions two gates, two ways. You got to make a choice. Which one of these gates you're going to enter, and which one of these ways you're going to follow. God created every single one of us as what we call today free moral agents. That means God created you with a will. God created you with a right, a privilege, if you will, to make choices in your life. All of us are created in the image of God. Now, what do you mean by that, preacher? Image of God. Here's what it means. We're created with a will, like God has, a mind, like God has, and emotions, just like God has. So we're created in the image of God. We have a mind, we have a will, and we have emotions just like our Lord. God doesn't assault us and make us obey Him. God doesn't make us make the choice to go through the narrow gate and enter the narrow way. We're not spiritual robots that God just gives a command and we automatically respond. God doesn't just spiritually push a button in your life and then you automatically respond. We're not robots. God gives us a mind, a will, and emotions. He created us so that we could make choices. And we do make choices every day, don't we? The Bible gives us all the basic truths that we need to know the Lord Jesus. The Bible urges us to make the right choice. God gives us the privilege, I said, to make the right choice. You make all kinds of decisions every day, all kinds of choices. You made a choice today already. If nothing else, you made a choice to be here. You could have chosen to have been somewhere else, but you chose to make a choice to be here today, to be with us and worship our Lord. Well, life is made up of all kinds of decisions and choices, to be sure. If we reject the will of God for us and salvation, listen to me, you can be sure we're going to suffer for it. We will pay the price. Well, decisions. A lot of folks don't like to make choices. They just move from one problem to another, from one crisis to another, from one trauma to another, from one turmoil to another. They just don't like to make choices. Well, have you noticed in your life, I suppose you have, if you haven't, just noticed today, how often choices come to us. They come almost like bullets in our lives, don't they? And you can't dodge a bullet. Neither can you delay in making choices that has your eternal destiny at stake. We cannot afford to delay. People can pray for us, and I know they did for me years ago. I had numbers of people I know praying for me. We can pray for others. We can give them good, godly counsel about accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. But you know something? In my life and in your life, it was we who had to make the choice to receive Christ or to reject Him. We can give all the good counsel we can, pray all that we can, but the choice comes right down. Then God gives us the privilege of choosing. Everybody in this building today and anyone who hears my voice, if you're saved by the grace of God, it's because you chose in your own mind, in your own heart, by your own will, you chose to ask Jesus to come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior. Well, so many people get into trouble by not wanting to make choices. Can I get a witness here? Amen. They do. We do. I have in my life. I'm sure that you have too. Well, what I see Jesus saying here is this. There's two gates and there's two ways. There's a wide gate and a broad way that leads to destruction. And there's a narrow gate and a narrow way that leads to life eternal. So there's what I see Jesus saying. If you go through the broad gate and the broad way, it leads you to destruction. And He says you'll never see the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. If you go through the straight, narrow gate, it leads to life eternal and you will end up with Jesus in heaven one day. Now, Here's the choices. There are just two. Here's your choice. You can hold on to the baggage of this world and just go on through the wide gate and the broad way and hold on to everything in this world, and it'll lead you one day astray from God and end up in hell one day. Or you can make a choice. The other choice is this. Go through that narrow gate, that narrow way, and it leads you to life eternal. Moses said in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, he was talking about deliverance, and he said, the Bible says in Hebrews 11, I think it's 25, it says that Moses chose to suffer affliction with the people of God rather than to enjoy the sin's pleasure for a season. What's he saying? What does he mean? He means this. Sin is pleasure for a season, but that season ends. It comes to an end, and the end is destruction. The other side of this issue is you make the right choice, then you make the right path, go through the right gate, and the joys of eternal life never end. Sin's pleasures do come to an end quickly, but the joys of eternal life never come to an end. Never. Well, so you make the choice. You have to make it yourself. God created us with the privilege to make the choice. And we will bear the consequences of the choices that you make. If you make good choices, you get good results. If you make bad choices, you get bad results. So we will bear the consequences of either good or bad choices, whichever ones you make in your life. I'd hate to say how many choices we've already made today. Many. Numerous choices. What you're going to wear to church? How you going to comb your hair, ladies? How you going to fix your makeup? Which car are you going to drive to church today? Or which church are you going to today? Are you going to church at all today? Just decisions, decisions, choices, 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 all through life. But no choice is as important as the choice to enter the narrow gate and go the narrow way. So you see, Jesus says to us right up front, you have a choice to make. I hope everybody in this church house has made the choice to receive Jesus. But if you haven't, you're going to have to make that choice today before you leave. You're going to have to make that choice today before you leave this place. So he says you have a choice to make, privilege to make a choice. But there's a second thing he says here in this passage. He speaks about the peril of illusion. The peril of illusion. Jesus calls the narrow gate the straight gate. It's almost like putting on a straight jacket, if you will. It restricts you. If you go into a straight jacket, you're restricted in what you can do and how you can move. The same thing's true spiritually. When you go through the narrow gate, the straight gate, then you go to a restrictive kind of lifestyle. You have to unload all the baggage of the world and everything in your life that would be absolutely negative to living a good, dedicated Christian life. That has to go when you enter that narrow gate and you start off on that narrow way. That's what Jesus talks about, taking up your cross and following Him. Listen, beloved, you cannot carry the burdens of this world on your shoulders and carry the cross for Jesus at the same time. You can't do it. It's an impossibility spiritually. You can't carry the burden of the world, and you can't carry the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. He carried that, but you have your own cross. You can't carry your cross and the burdens of the world. You've got to let one of them go. To enter the straight gate, narrow gate, you've got to let the things of the world go. Let them go. Take up your cross, Jesus says, and follow me. So, we must beware of the world's illusions. And no doubt the world is full of illusions. The peril of illusions. The world will just lure us into thinking, well, the broad way is the way to go. The broad gate's the one you ought to enter. Because after all, look how easy it is. Look how many people are already in the broad way. They've already gone through the broad gate. Haven't we been taught, at least I have, let me say for me, most of us I think have, Haven't we been taught most of our lives that the majority rules? Amen? That usually, if you take the majority in things, they can make better choices and make better decisions, and usually we depend on the majority being right, don't we? That's an illusion. That's a world's illusion. Jesus said right here, that's an illusion. Broad's the way, broad is the gate that leads to destruction. He said many, the majority, if you will, have gone through the broad gate. They're on the broad way, and they're going straight down the road to destruction. So you see, the majority is not always right. So you got to be careful just going by a majority. It's easy to go with a majority through the broad gate and live in the broad path. Well, they made the wrong choice. The majority has. Jesus said, many there be that go in thereat. So the world will tell you, the easy life. That's the life you ought to live. You only go around one time. Get all you can get out of the world while you're going. Enter that broad gate. Live the broad way. It's the easy way to go. That's what the world would say. But Luke writes, and Jesus says in Luke chapter 13, he says, strive to enter the narrow gate and the narrow way. The word strive here is where we get our English word for agonize. It's like an athlete who's entering a contest of one sort or another. He trains and he trains and he trains. He gives it all he has. He gives it his best. He pays the price to win the prize. That's what he's talking about here when he says, strive to enter the narrow gate and the narrow way. Give it all you got, folks. Give it the best you've got. Pay the price. Go through the gate, and you will win the prize. What did Paul say, the apostle? We just studied his life. Paul said, I press, strive, agonize, if you will. I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Paul understood it. Paul got it. We need to understand and watch out for the perils of illusion of the world. Here's what you're hearing, I'm sure, today. If you listen to certain radio programs, TVs, you'll hear how easy the Christian life is. Just give your heart to Jesus. They don't even say that half the time. Just live the good life. Oh, you're okay. It's so easy. It's just a world of just bed of roses. It's all just smooth sailing if you just try to live the Christian life. Let me share something with you. Listen to me. The Christian life is difficult from beginning to end. Why do you say that, preacher? Why do you say that when all these others are saying, oh, how easy it is, how wonderful it is just to live a good, smooth sailing, bed of roses Christian life? I'll tell you why I say that. Luke also says in Acts 14, listen to what he says. Luke writes and he says, we must through much tribulation enter the kingdom of God. Jesus said, they persecuted me, they'll persecute you. Jesus said, in this world you're going to have persecution, tribulation, but be of good cheer, beloved. I've overcome the world, Jesus says. Now back to this easy sailing, bed of roses, Christian life. If you think that's going to be the case with your life, let me just share something, just kind of give you a little insight. That smooth sailing that you think is going to be there is going to have some severe storms. I'm talking about life-threatening storms that are going to come into your life. So if you're expecting just smooth sailing all the way from earth to heaven, you've been alluded to. You have been absolutely tricked by the world. That so-called bed of roses that you're supposed to thoroughly enjoy if you just come live with us. That bed of roses is full of thorns. And it gets pretty thorny sometimes living the Christian life, doesn't it? So beware the peril of the illusions of this world. Well, the broad way seems the way to go to the world. And it's going that way. The broad gate is the one that seems to be the easiest one to go through, and it is. What do you have to do to go through the broad gate, preacher? Nothing. Just live your life as it is. Don't do a thing. And I'll promise you, you're going through the broad gate and you're going to live the broad path and you're going to die in your sins. But to enter the narrow gate, the straight gate, to strive to get through that straight gate takes some effort. But there's a brighter side to this passage of Scripture than just the privilege of making a choice, good or bad. Than just beware of the very peril of the illusions of this world. There's illusions on every hand. There's a third thing Jesus says here. There's a promise of life. Listen to these verses again. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for the wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Here's the other side of the picture. But straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Be sure, beloved, of one thing in your life. The choice you make here in this life is a matter of life and death. Jesus said in John 10:10, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. The broad gate and the broad way is not the way to life, nor an abundant life. The way to have real life, spiritual life, abundant life, is to go through the straight gate, the narrow gate, and be on the narrow way. That's the way. Make no mistake about it. That choice is an eternal choice that every one of us has to make. Well, wouldn't it be a horrible thing? Just think about it for a moment. Wouldn't it be a horrible thing to just go through life and all the time just thinking you're right with God, ready to meet the Lord, and come to the end of your life, and you're going to come to the end of your life, and you're going to die, and I'm going to die, because it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. Scriptures teach us that. Wouldn't it be horrible to come down to that point in your life when you've left this world and have it be revealed to you that you never knew the Lord? It would be more horrible to hear Jesus said, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. Now, does Jesus not know us? Sure he does. What did he mean by that statement? Depart from me, I never knew you. It means I never knew you in saving grace. You never asked me to come into your heart and save you. And you didn't never go through that little narrow straight gate and enter that narrow way. So therefore, I don't know you spiritually. Wouldn't it be a horrible thing to live out your life and come to that point in your life and finally find out that you never knew the Lord, that you never had spiritual life that Jesus talked about in John 10. You never had the abundant life he talked about there. Have him say, I never knew you. It is so extremely important that God had it written in the book of Proverbs, way back in the Old Testament. In Proverbs, listen to this, in chapter 14, and also there in chapter 16, just two chapters apart, here's what God had written twice in two chapters in the book of Proverbs. Listen to what it says. There is a way that seems right to a man, but the end is a way of death. Since God had this recorded same statement twice in two chapters, you can be sure it's extremely important. It is then a matter of life and death, isn't it? Your life and my life. Your death and my death just as well. So you see, God sets before us two gates and two ways. It's a matter of life and death, what choice that you make. Difficult way, straight gate, narrow gate, is a way to eternal life. And the easy, broad gate and the broad way, Jesus says, is a way to destruction. Do you know God counsels us all through the Word of God to choose life? He gives you a choice to choose life. Listen to this. If you want to look with me, look over in the book of Deuteronomy just a moment. Look over in chapter number 30. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, look at verse 19. Here Moses is talking to Israel, and this same passage applies to us just as much as it did to Israel. They're about to, you know, enter in pleasing God, living for Him. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, look at verse number 19. He's talking about going over into Jordan, into the promised land. He said, verse 19, chapter 30 of Deuteronomy, I call heaven and earth to record against this day against you, that I have set before you, look at this, life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Now I ask you in closing this question. Have you chosen life? Have you chosen life? Then if you have, you've truly come to know the Lord Jesus. You've passed through the narrow gate. You entered the narrow way. If you haven't, you're already on the wrong road. You've entered the wrong gate on the wrong path. Thank God He gives us the privilege of choice. He said, I set before you today life and death. Therefore, choose life. If you haven't chosen life in Jesus Christ yet, I encourage you to do that today. And if you have, and you know you have, you've entered the narrow way. Maybe you're not living in the narrow way as narrow as you need to. Maybe there's still some excess baggage in your life that you need to get rid of that's not conducive to a good, dedicated Christian life. If it's there, you know it's there, and the Lord's told you it's there, and He wants you to deal with it today, and you need to come to this altar and lay that baggage down and ask God to forgive you and take it out of your life so you can live the narrow way in honor and a glory and a praise to our Lord Jesus. So you see, truly knowing the Lord is the most important thing in my life. More important than my marriage. More important than my children. More important than anything in my life. To know the Lord. Do you know Him? If you know Him, it will have made a difference in the way you live. The places you go. The conflicts that you avoid. Some are going to be there nonetheless. The conversation you might once had, the clothing you might once have worn, the kind of employment you might once have had, the people you might have once dealt with and had friendships with. A lot of those things have to change in the narrow gate, in the narrow way. But you know, on the other side, in the end, you'll be glad 10,000 times that you made the choice to receive Jesus. You know, Jesus could withdraw the choice today. He doesn't owe us the privilege of choice. He could just withdraw it now, and where would we be? But He still extends the privilege to choose. But you better beware the peril of the world's illusion. And He promises life here, life abundant and free. Won't you make that choice today? If you made the choice, make sure your life's lived in the narrow path. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I thank You for teaching us, helping us. Lord, even challenging us. Those of us who know we've entered the narrow gate and we're on the narrow way, Lord, help us to make sure that in the narrow way we'll so live to please You. There's something in someone's life here today, or those who may hear my voice, that's not pleasing to You. May they repent of it, turn from it, and set their feet again sternly and firmly in the narrow way. But, oh Lord, there may be others who here have never made the choice of life. They've never entered the narrow gate. They've never gone down yet the narrow way. Lord, that gate sits before them today, and that choice is right there in their heart. May they choose this day to enter that gate and begin that way. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.